This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ten forty-six. Back here on the Fan, it's BT and Sal. Brandon's here. It's Sal, the Dakota Show. 888-881-9 is our number. Do a little Knicks later, a little Johnnies, as they listen, they're going to beat Seton Hall over the weekend. They will get the regular season title all by themselves for the first time since 91-92. And next couple of weeks going to be absolutely on fire with St. John's. We'll do some of that as well. I came across this list, the top 10 New York athletes. You would imagine that we can pick this list apart, and we will do that a little later as well. So we've got some Jet stuff up there, and we'll get back to the Jet calls. Now, at least, let's incorporate a little bit of a different spin with the G-Men, who, as you know, if you listen to the show, follow social media, I've been saying Stafford for a while. Like, I just think it makes sense. Since the Rams won once, they can justify, all right, we're going to kind of reset, recalibrate, rather than giving him the $50 million a year that he wants. Now, maybe they'll do it. And the reports are now seemingly that they're more open to it than they were. All right, just for a moment, without trying to poke holes in that viability, the story's viability, I'm going to believe it. I'm going to take it at face value. And for now, I'm going to say Stafford's back with the Rams, and let's push this thing forward with the Giants. Although I don't fully believe it, because I know the Giants want him. I think the Raiders will want him. I think the Colts might want him. I think Miami could mess around and want him. I wouldn't use the Jets. I don't think the Jets will want him. But the Steelers, I think there's a lot of teams out there that are going to make a real play for Stafford that's going to entice the Rams to eventually make a trade. But let's pretend they don't bite, and he's back with the Rams. What are the Giants doing? I mean, if there is no way, let me just roll through a few things that simply cannot happen. Aaron Rodgers with the Giants cannot happen. I'm not even wasting time on that. No. Sam Darnold, I don't think it will happen. I don't love it. I think you're overpaying. I really do. But, 10, 15, 20% possibly? I almost think of, if we're talking former Jet quarterbacks, I almost think it's the better route would be to take a flyer on Zach, and just not as the starter maybe, but if you're going to have him battle somebody, whatever, come in, he's 25, he spent the year with Peyton in the building. I don't know, see if he learned anything. He's going to be cheap, pennies on the dollar, right? Speaking of pennies on the dollar, like, this would drive me nuts if Kirk Cousins was the quarterback of the Jets, and I've got to maintain that same energy for the Giants because I just don't want to see him play football. And Kirk Cousins, the only thing that changes this a little bit is that he's very cheap based on, if there is some sort of a trade or a buyout, you're getting him. I mean, he's still serviceable. He's not a scrub. He's got no mobility. And the Jets went through that with Aaron Rodgers. Jones obviously can move, but once he was down, why are we going backwards here? You're trying to save jobs, you're trying to score points. Kirk Cousins, who's very limited athletically, He's pretty much been a dome quarterback for a long time. I don't love that. I would not do that. Even though it was going to be cheap, that gives me pause, but I still wouldn't do it at the end of the day. Now, I mean, the draft stuff is too easy. For me, and we've said this a million times, I think Shedeur Sanders is obviously, well, unless it's a smokescreen, maybe I shouldn't say obviously, but has been more connected to the Giants. That's not what I would do. I would, if I want to draft a kid, I mean, they have to like him, clearly. I think Cam Ward's better. You know that by now. So I would take Cam Ward over Shedeur Sanders. I'll tell you what. Really, when you factor in money and upside and style and even excitement, which you can't really factor that in too much because you got to win. And season tickets are sold anyway. It's not like you're trying to entice fans. Oh, wow, you know, there's 37,000 empty seats at MetLife. Maybe I'll buy a Giants ticket because they get this player I'm about to mention, and maybe he's going to be electric. Every ticket sold. You get them on the secondary market for $9 when these teams stink, but they're all sold. So what would I do if I'm the Giants? I would do the same thing that I've been preaching the Jets to do. Justin Fields. That's what I would do.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Now, the reason why I would love him for the Giants, since this is a Giants conversation, I've referenced the Jets, but this is a Giants conversation. What's the biggest knock on Justin Fields? Huff? What's the biggest knock so far on Justin in his career? Look at Justin Fields. Why hasn't he been better than as advertised, or why has he not been quite as good as he? Why not? What's the reason?
Well, I think it's because of the talent around him, personally speaking.
All right, that's not the answer that I would use, and I'm not saying that you're wrong. I think more directly turnovers. And if there's one thing that we saw Dable coach out of Daniel Jones immediately in year one back in 2022 was hold on to the freaking ball. Yeah, so I factor this in. You know, that's been a skill set that Dable has shown. You know, even, and I know that DeVito didn't look the same this year. He got banged up as well. But even when DeVito came in, you know, last year, you know, he protected the ball enough where I think it's transferable. I think that's just something Dable's good at. And like Daniel Jones, you would be able to unleash him running the football. What did Jones have? 750 yards rushing? 8 rushing touchdowns back in 22, something like that. He only threw 15 touchdowns, and I'm pretty sure he had 8 on the ground. I don't know, Hoff, if you want to double-check that, if not, whatever. Justin Fields, to me, the price tag would match. The upside's tantalizing. I think the style fits the Giants. Steal a couple of wins here. You know, you have him out there with Malik Nabers and Robinson and Theo Johnson. Maybe you draft one more weapon there. To me, it's Fields. You know, I don't know that that's what they're going to do. But again, this is all under the premise, say, of the Rams deciding last second, which it seems they might. You know what? We're not going to trade Stafford. We're going to retain him. You know, here's a couple of $100 million to come back to L.A. What do the Giants do? That's what I think they should do. 888-808-1019. It's BT and Sound on the Fan, obviously. Also talking Jets, of course. Dr. Bob is in Roslyn. What's going on, Bobby?
Hey, what's up, BT? How are you enjoying your vacation this week?
No, vacation. He's on vacation. I'm working.
Yeah, but you don't got to listen to how loud he is.
Nah, dude. Come on. He's my partner, man.
We love Sal. We love Sal. Let me ask you a question. I know that, obviously, with the Jets and the big dead cap hit because of Rodgers, but why does nobody talk about Stafford going to the Jets since they always seem to think they're in a win-now mode? They got a lot of good weapons on offense.
Yeah,
they could use that seventh pick for maybe a good offensive lineman or another weapon, and now you got Stafford coming in for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
You got a good defense, and maybe you got a shot of winning. I mean,
well, hold on. Bobby, they have a good defense? Defense was awful. Good defense.
I think it was coached poorly.
It was horrendous.
It was a lot better when Sal had them for a
year. Yeah, I mean, yeah, true. And I know that they already, like, you don't even have to put the tape on to know that the Jets have to get somebody to stop the run, which is part of the reason why defensively they were very vulnerable a year ago, not to mention all the stupid penalties. So, the defense will be better, but I wouldn't say that it's good. I need to see what they do before I say that they're good. But I do get your point, Lucy. I understand what you're saying.
Is the only reason why no one's talking about Stafford to the Jets just because the cap hit is so bad with Rodgers right now?
I don't know. I think it's partly monetarily based, and thanks for the call there, Bob. I also think, at least from my perspective, and maybe this is foolish on my part, because I don't think it was all Aaron Rodgers' fault, and I still think Matthew Stafford could play. Let's get a different script from Hollywood, huh? Didn't we just see this movie? You know, that doesn't mean that Stafford's going to rip his Achilles day one. But, nah, you got to find the quarterback for the big picture, don't you? And, you know, if last year, say if Zach was still here and it was Zach's show and they never messed around with Rodgers, you know what? I probably would be saying go out there and get Stafford with the energy that I'm saying it for the Giants. I'm sure that I would. Been burned. And again, not all Rodgers' fault. They just need to find a quarterback for more than a year or two. Yeah, you got to do it before we all drop dead. 888-808-1019 is the number. BT and Sal right here on The Fan.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.